Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about spirits behind bars with author Steve E. Asher. Now, with the penitentiary, you know, would you share a story that kind of seems to be one that, you know, there's different stories. There's some that you can't. Well, I don't think we can actually prove a lot of paranormal stories, of course, but there's some that just have more credibility than others. Is there any that kind of stand out to you that you found you were hearing the same stories from different people?
Well, the Kelly Moss incident, as I had mentioned, was one of them. He was kind of a rabble-rouser. For me, the moral of it is just because this, all right, let's say whatever. Most of us were, I know I was alive before a lot of the internet and all that. So most of my goofy stuff happened off camera. So, but if all a person knows about you is this one thing, that's not all one person is. Good, bad, or indifferent. So let's not elevate or demonize. But this guy was kind of a heck raiser and partier and drunk and, you know, he would get into it with his wife and back and forth. Well, his mom had remarried and he had a stepdad, and he was always nickel and diming his stepdad for money. Well, finally the old man put his foot down and said, "Nope, we're done with that. I think he was like 30 something years old. It's time for you to grow up. Mama coddled you too much." Well, apparently the running thing is that he went back, tried to hit him up for money again. He was drunk. They got into a fight. He was bludgeoned with a hammer. I'll get as deep as I get into it, because again, I don't want to get you knocked off like YouTube or something. I was actually talking about one of the electric, you know, things that's used in apparently demonetize somebody. But and they found him in an outhouse, like in the hole in the outhouse, hiding. They pulled him out of it, took him to jail. Pretty much, you know, and he did have some blood on him and things like that. But this is before whatever. It could have been his own blood. I don't know. He said, "Yep, went over there. We did have an argument. No, I did not touch the man." He said, "Whatever happened after I was gone." Yeah, it was his defense until he was in the chair. And when they went to, you know, roll on one, roll on two, like you'd see in the Green Mile, he said, "I want you to remember my face. I want you to know you are maybe not murdering an innocent man, but I am innocent of the charge of murder." He says, "You will never forget me. I will always be here till the last brick falls." And roll on one, roll on two, and he was gone. Wasn't too long after that, people would start seeing Kelly Moss around where he worked. You know, because people have jobs in there. They work the kitchen, they work the yard crew, they do different stuff. This is back in the old days when they would make leather belts and things, or maybe they would tap out license plates. I don't know if you ever had like an uncle or somebody who was kind of a heck raiser, and the grandma says, "Boy, you're going to be making your own license plates for too long." It was like that. That was a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
So people would begin hearing things, kind of seeing sort of anomalous shapes, wasn't well defined. And that's another thing that's interesting about certain hauntings. It seems like some of them just pop in. Okay, he's walking around. He's got his coal miner hat on or whatever, and here he is, and he's going to walk to this point and pick up something, turn around and disappear. It's the way it happens all the time. This wasn't like that. It's like it slowly manifested. And once it kind of got to a point, it was kind of the same. I was working outside the penitentiary on the wall, two wall stand, and it was late, and we had been snowed in. We had had a really bad ice storm. It was around 2009. And I was out in that storm. I worked midnights because I have special needs kids that needed doctor appointments. And so I just took night shifts so my wife could take the kids to it. Anyway, I'm sitting there and I see somebody fiddling around behind Three Cell House, which is a little gymnasium for those guys to practice ball or whatever. And there was an outside door for them to come out and clean or do whatever. Well, I saw movement. I was like, that's really weird. And the more I studied it, it looked like a person. They almost had sort of it was grayish, but you could almost tell it was a striped shirt of some kind. It was just really weird. The person kind of looked around because I walked out there and I gave a little whistle. And the guy kind of stood up from being crouched, turned around, big old grin on his face, and gave me just like a real slow hand wave. It was kind of a weird, like he waved at his wrist. He didn't wave his whole arm. He waved at the wrist. And the hand moved left and right. It was really strange. Anyway, and he kind of backed into the shadows and disappeared. So I called down there and said, "Can y'all do me a favor, man?" And they said, yeah, sure, what's going on? I said, "Please let me know when you got somebody coming out of here." Because I had to use the bathroom. He had bathrooms in the wall stands. I said, "Here, I come out of the bathroom, and I see somebody standing down there." I was fixing to get my gun and go out there. I'm thinking somebody's getting ready to come over a fence. And they went, "What are you talking about, Asher?" And I said, "Talking about the guy you just had out here. I don't know. I thought maybe it was like supervisors. Sometimes they'll make rounds at night, just kind of look up, give a little nod or give a wave, make sure you're awake." Nobody's been anywhere near that floor, much less the gymnasium. And I said, "Well, he looked kind of like him." And they said, and I heard him talking, "As you're seeing, I don't know. Tell him to meet me at the office tomorrow." Great. So I'm thinking, now I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm playing. I go to the main office. And I said, "Look, man, I ain't trying to get anybody in trouble. I don't want to." I said, "Well, just take a look at these books for a second." Said, "What?" Just flip through them. I'm flipping through a bunch of inmates. You know, looks like from the 30s, 40s, 50s. Okay, why am I humorous? Okay, just look. See if you see anybody. I thought maybe he had a picture of my dad when he was a guard. or something. So I'm flipping. Let's go ahead. And then I see a guy. And I went, and I kind of exhale like I'm trying to process it. He says, "Do you see somebody you recognize?" "Yeah, but you won't believe me." And I pointed at this guy. I said, "Does he have a son that works here or something?" And he says, "No, no." He says, "You said he waved at you." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Just answering yes or no's." When he waved, he held his left hand up. I said, "Yeah." So the guy's a lefty. What? He says, "No, hear me out. How did he wave? Give you a great big farmer wave? Did he do it like from the elbows?" "No, it was quirky. It was like kind of like you'd move a G.I. Joe's hand just at the wrist." I said, "Okay, that guy right there, he had some pins in his arms because he had had a fall from a fight. And it was more or less fused." And then I said, "He looked just like it. Same haircut and everything. Big goofy grin, just like that." He said, "You had just seen Kelly Moss." I said, "I don't know what I think. I probably said, get the blanket out of town." He says, "Asher, I'm telling you, I'm dead serious." I said, "Well, I can tell you're serious, but I don't know what to do with that."
You know?
And he said, "Most people learn to accept it or they move on." He says, "Welcome to KSP." And I was like, "Okay." So that's when I really knew that some of the stories my dad told me were legitimate. And that's when everything opened up. And that's enduring. That continues to this day. I've even reached out to some family. Some people don't want to talk about it, forget about it. That's not what they want their family to be famous for. But they're aware of the stories.
And that's so profound, too, that, you know, it was so real to you that it had to have been a supervisor or somebody. You're trying to look for the explanation. Who is it? And then you find out.
The thing is,
and then to be called into the office, so to speak, and it's like, this is what happened to you. That's crazy.
Yeah, they didn't want to see. They record phone messages, and they didn't want to be on record admitting they had ghosts. And because I've talked about different places, some of those old timers, there was a Mr. Paris, and he was sort of like my mentor or dad or daddy, as they would call him there. Different connotation, but still like, you know, he took care of you. And I said, have you seen this? He says, "Asher, I've seen a lot of stuff." I think he might have called me Steve once he got to know me. He said, "Steve, there's just things here that don't make sense. It's like an in-between place. The energy here is so different. It really is. It's a town of its own. They have their own sewer treatment plant. They have their own food. They have their own all that. Education, phone stuff, entertainment, television, all that. You know, big basketball place, you know. It's its own little city, and it's got its own rules, and it has its own energy. And it seems like almost like its own type of physics and reality." He didn't say it quite to that depth, but it was just like, this is unlike anywhere. And that's the one thing that I'm appreciative of, that you don't know until you're there. It's one of those things. It's sort of like talking like to my brother. So my brother was a Vietnam era guy and my dad was a Korean War guy. And I talked to him about just seeing things. And my dad says, "No one's going to get it, Steve." Or Stevie, he called me Stevie. "Steve, ain't nobody going to get you on this. Keep it to you." I think he used it. He might have used the term pros before swine, but it was a thing of like, they're going to laugh at you. Just keep it to yourself. But me putting them in books, it was nice because it kind of validated the things my dad said he saw.
And I would imagine there was people locally who are like, absolutely. We've been hearing these stories for years, or they've had their own experiences. You know, in a small rural community, there's, I'm going to guess, a lot of people were employed there. And they had their own experiences. Yep. So I would imagine it would be validating to them as well.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, the thing is, again, like we talked about the nepotism and all that, most of the people within a rock's throw of the penitentiary are guards. You know, imagine just driving or walking two houses to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they didn't worry about somebody breaking out. A, because they were, you know, loaded up with guns to the hilt. And also most people with any sense, they're looking to get down the road into the interstate. So they never had much fear of that. But yeah, you know, I spoke to different people who would live within a block or two of it and said, you would still hear sometimes like noises at night. You'd hear the sound of like people walking around, like a clanging, like a jingle, like a chain. You've ever heard a chain gang, right? they used to have those there. And it was just really weird. And they would, were trying to put it together. And then you would have somebody who was a little bit older and said, that sounds like a chain gang to me.
Mm.
You know, clanging, breaking rocks and stuff. They had them do all kinds of stuff. You know, some of that is Hollywood, but some of that was legitimate. I think it's all, I think time is just layered over each other. I think it's all happening right now. And sometimes we just get a glimpse of it. Just like maybe if they see something that they might think's futuristic or something. I mean, how would you explain away some of the stuff that we have now to somebody in the 30s and the 40s?
That's what makes it so interesting there, because like I was saying, so many of those era prisons, they're closed now. And so there would, you'd have to go back in and add in heating or air conditioning, plumbing, some things that might not have been there originally, but it is layered upon layered, because if it's still in use, the way you treat prisoners today is different than how they were treated back in the late 1800s. You know, they're
right. Well, it was brutal. It was just straight brutal. And I'm not saying all these poor guys, but it wasn't just guys. There had been women at this penitentiary. There was young guys, you know, you'd hear like the story about, oh, there's a young black kid and he stole some bread. And so now he's there doing 8 months. Some of that actually happened. Mm-hmm. There was a warden's like personal letters that you would get when you get hired in there. And it was just a touch of history, and it would tell you about, you know, someone getting out after however many months for whatever, you know, it could be something crazy, you know, talking to a white woman or something. And then they would give them a horse or something, you know, as opposed to buying them a bus ticket. They would say, here's this, bye. And it was just strange. And these guys were forever changed, because you can't go through some of the brutal treatment. And just the edifice, the structure itself was a brutal, it was a brutality. It was an attack on these people. Anybody from any kind of normalcy outside, it's like stepping into a rocket and landing on Mars. It's nothing like a normal civil society.
As you were, you know, researching,
it changed them. And I think I think that's why, like, there's a lot of energy that's still stuck there in the limestone.
As you were researching the book and coming up with stories, I imagine, as with any book on any topic that you would write, you would come across way more stories than you could include in the book. So you would have to weed some out, I'm going to guess. But was there, because you have quite a few stories in the book, is there one that for you, you really liked, or it was really surprised you, or a story that really stood out to you that you definitely wanted to keep in the book?
Well, I'll tell you this real quick, and it ties into your answer, but just let me, because I always like to be, I'm very transparent and trying to be forthright. Say you have the infirmary, the hospital. All right, say one guy has seen shadows. Say there's four or five people have seen shadows. Okay, that's great. You can't really write a chapter on a shadow. Some people are hearing screams, where there was one room, supposedly a nurse got murdered. So you tie in those different elements into one banger of a story. So that's why I'm saying this is a work of fiction, but it's based on actual events and happenings. You know, I always say, yes, these things happen, but maybe not all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's like a, say it's an Irish lady, maybe I'll make it a Chinese man or whatever, or I'll put it in a different decade, you know, because people want to protect their anonymity, and I understand that. So I think, well, other than the Kelly Moss, that was pretty crazy, but there was a story about a guy who was coming across the yard, 10-wall stands in the yard. It was late at night. He was working, and he had to go to the property room, which was close to 10 stand, under the pavilion where a lot of people played dominoes and stuff. Well, anyway, he would hear this noise, this hammering noises and whatnot. And you would hear these like almost like footsteps, and they would go up to, they would do it after a while. He would hear it. He could count them out. It would go up to 13. As time went on, he would swear he would catch glimpses of stuff. Now, this happened over probably a month. Well, to the point where he thought he saw a structure, and he felt like something attached to him, to the point where he physically felt I guess you can only describe it almost as an energy, plasma, ectoplasm, whatever you want to call it, pull from his body, where it was in sort of a rough shape of a humanoid. It was definitely humanoid shape. It was hunched over, and it was stepping up through the air, like it's walking up steps, and it would get to this top of this piece, like a platform, and you could see where sort of a ghostly noose went around its head, and it was apparently that's where they had the scaffolding, 13 steps, and you take that final step, and you're through the hole, and you're swinging. And he quit. He straight quit that morning. And I can't blame him.
I can't either.
But that's always stayed with me because to this day, that guy swears that's what happened. And he was a good officer. He was a good officer. He wasn't open to flights of fancy. He just said, it ruined my career. I couldn't do it. I'm not even sure what he's doing now, but it really changed him. It changes everybody.
And I would imagine too, you know, as far as writing about, you know, these locations being such a rural area and everybody knows somebody, and that you do have to keep it anonymous too, because I talk to people frequently. Like I was just talking to someone the other day, and it was like, I don't really want to bring up a lot of these people because they still have family where I live. So I don't really want to talk about these people's deaths, and maybe they're haunting this location because I see the grandkids all the time. So I understand in rural communities, you do kind of want to keep that, some anonymity to it. I wanted to talk a little bit more about the Western Lunatic Asylum, but we might have to do that in another episode since we're running close on time today. So we might have to come back to talk about that, because that one, there's so many interesting stories about that place. And then I really want to have you come back because you've got a newer book out called By the Master's Command, True Stories of Possession. And I'd love to kind of dive into that book as well. I have this weird thing about even talking about possession stories. I know it goes back to when I was a kid and The Exorcist and all that. That has never left me. But how did you decide to write a book on that?
Well, I will tell you, Exorcist is one of the things that scared the crap out of me. I didn't see it in theaters, but I saw it when it first came out and even edited on television because my mom and dad both worked. So my brothers and sisters would watch whatever. So they thought this would be a good time to turn Steve onto some horror movies. So I was probably 5 when that came on. And that was a game changer. That scared the absolute crap out of me.
It's terrifying.
It is horrific. And then even the way, people talk about the flicker rate, and they really, it was very well crafted. I was going to say in regards to possessions, anytime I hit a subject, I try to do it different. I don't want to just rehash stuff that someone else has written. But it's a thing where I didn't just talk about like Roman Catholic exorcism, things like that. I touched on everything from Native American possessions to Arabic, religions, jinn possessions, even nature spirits. I've touched on spirit of troll possessions, up around Scandinavia and those areas. I mean, people still believe that, if you don't put little things out like cups of saucers of milk and things like that, it's like little offerings. It's sort of like ancestor worship, like you would find in Asian countries. And it's like, you don't knock them over, you don't disturb them, you leave them there. And there was a story where a guy had accidentally bumped this, and a neighbor said, you don't need to do that, it's for the trolls. And he kind of laughed, and he just took it and threw it in the trash. And he started having really hard dreams and different stuff. And his personality changed and everything. They even said physically, like his features changed, his eye, he didn't look like the same guy. The only way he could get this thing out of them was to make his own almost little altar and beg forgiveness and put it out for him, and then it was fine. So I wanted to again bring something that wasn't just power of Christ compels you, because it's like, how many times has that been done?
So let's do a whole episode on that, because I think that would be so interesting. Then on a total side note that's not paranormal whatsoever, in a bio that I read about you, it said that you're an advocate for people with special needs. I wanted to say thank you for doing that. That's important work.
Well, thank you. I mean, as you know, and I'm sure most of my readers know, I'm fairly transparent. I do work for special needs adults and have been, and I'm not honking my horn or whatever, but, you know, state and federal level, I've been lucky enough to go and speak in the Senate and things like that in the House about it and meet, you know, senators and stuff. And that was nice. But having family and loved ones with, you know, epilepsy and autism and various things like that, I'm a big believer in that we do need to do research and we need to not relegate these people to as secondary citizens and, you know, let these guys shine with their own light, you know.
If you tell
a fish it's nothing, or a bird it's not a fish, so it's not worth anything, you know, let that bird be a bird. Mm-hmm. Let that fish be a fish. Let them excel in their own way. What's the old saying? You know, let me be brave, and if I cannot, let me be brave in the attempt, I think was a Special Olympics motto. That's where my heart's at. That's why most people know me. They either know me from corrections, or they know me from my books, or maybe they know me from Special Olympics, or some of them just knew me from, I used to play music as well. I used to play in clubs a lot, and, you know, all the way down to like Memphis and stuff. So, like I said, I've had a lot of different hats. And I've been really, really blessed that most people has accepted me in all of them.
Because I do a lot with special needs kids. We have a little theater troupe and gives them a chance to literally be in the spotlight. And I love that and the joy. So I just think so often people with special needs are overlooked. So when I come across somebody like you, mm-hmm. I always want to point that out because I think that's important work, and advocating for them, I think, is really important. So thank you for that.
Anybody, if your little kid walks up to somebody and they're in a wheelchair and they maybe say like, oh, I'm sorry about your accident, please don't freak out. That's a learning mm-hmm. thing, not just for them, but for you. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse, because then they pull them away like, oh, and the kid's thinking, well, what's wrong? Why can't I talk to this kid? Just say, well, maybe that's how he was born. That's how God or whatever, he has his special things. Maybe he can play a piano. Can you play a piano? No. Well, God gave him certain gifts and gave him a certain amount of trial for whatever reason. But he has his own, like you said, his own light, his own special gifts.
What you just said, I think, is very beautiful. And I forgot what I was going to say because that was just very beautiful.
Something,
but I think it's so true.
About books.
Your books. So you can get them on Amazon. Is that the best place to find your mm-hmm. books?
Yes. At this moment now, I decided to just take full control of my books because I wanted them edited the way I wanted to. I want the covers I wanted.
Yeah.
And I wanted to really, it be my art. And so, yeah, if you go through Amazon.com, look up Stevie Asher. You can also go to, I'll actually tell you what my little webpage is.
Well, and I can put a link for the webpage. I'll just put a link in the show notes so they can just click on that real easily. And then the House of Asher, hats off for that great podcast name. I was like, that is a brilliant name for a podcast. Well, you can listen to that. I saw it on
Vincent Price.
I saw that and I'm like, that's a good name.
Yeah. I'm a big Edgar Allan Poe, Lovecraft, Algernon Blackwood, M.R. James, and all those guys. So yeah, it was just a nod to Vincent Price. And yeah, that's why I call it that.
That's great. I did see it's on Spotify. I assume it's pretty much wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yes, ma'am. iHeart, iTunes, Spotify.
All of them.
Podbean. Pretty much anywhere that a podcast can happen. Spreaker, which is like what I go through. It's the home of it. I have several up on YouTube under Stevie Asher Media. So, yeah, lots of stuff.
And that is Steve.
I've been very, very lucky.
E. Asher, not Stevie. It's Steve E. Asher.
Stevie. No.
Yeah. That'd be different.
I say it fast and quick and together. Yeah, Steve E. for Edward Asher. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat today. And we've got so much more to talk about. So I would love to have you back.
Absolutely. And again, you got to remember, I've got books that talk about everything from the old Tartarian Empire. It touches on the mud flood and all kinds of different stuff we can get into.
So click on the website or go to Amazon and you can check out all the books. I just downloaded them, two of them on Kindle, super easy.
Oh, ma'am, thank you so much. And I probably will go ahead and say steveasher.studio. It's all lowercase together. It's that simple. Hit that into your Google search or whatever you use. And yeah, and take you right to my stuff.
And that wraps up our conversation about Spirits Behind Bars with author Steve E. Asher. For more information, visit his website at steveasher.studio. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then you can become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and you can find everything right there. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
Really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings, you look for deals, you wrote out a budget once a long time ago, you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple, your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No